Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Aleph from the Beis. We're holding on Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, 15 lines from the bottom. Bo'i Rav Chama. So says the Gemara, Bo'i Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Rav Chama Bar Ukva had the following Shaila. Katan Arul. Let's say you have a child who is less than 8 days old. He's 3 days old, let's say. He's 3 days old. He was just born. And so, of course, he's an Arul. He never got his bris milah. So, Ma'u L'suchai B'shemen Shel Truma. He, for health reasons, needs to be anointed by oil. His parents, his father's a kayin. The most, the common oil that they have in their pantry is truma oil. The shaila they wanted to know is, could they use the truma oil to rub it on the child? The child needs the oil. Could they anoint the child using truma oil? So what would be the reason not? We know that only a kayin is allowed to eat truma, and a kayin that's an arul is not allowed to eat truma. Now there's a klal that sicha is kishtia, that anointing is like drinking. So being that this child is l'chayra, he's an arul, so therefore he cannot eat or drink truma. Now he's only 3 days old, so obviously he won't be eating or drinking anything. But let's say you want to anoint him with oil. Being that sicha is kishtia, is there any problems to anoint such a child with oil? Now, it's sad to say maybe that it's okay, would be because he's not even 8 days old yet. Maybe there's only a problem with an arul eating truma, or anointing himself with truma in this context, if he's 8 days old. But in this case, where he's less than 8 days old, so maybe it won't be a problem. So the Gemara now speaks this out, that this is the side of the shayla. The Gemara says, Arelu shalei bizmana ma'akva ilay ma'akva. There's a reilus that occurs to a baby when it's not yet his time to get his bris milah. So is that ma'akev him from being able to eat truma or not? So it says the Gemara, I'm Reb Zeira Toshima, I'll bring you a raya. Because we've mentioned previously that another halacha that's very negaya to whether a person has a bris milah or not is when it comes to Karban Pesach. Besides the fact that a person needs to have a bris milah, a person's children, his sons, and his avadim, they also have to have a bris milah. And if they do not have a bris milah, so then that's ma'akev the father, that's ma'akev the master from being able to eat truma. So this shaila, does a reilu shalei bizmana, is a ma'akva or not, is also negiyah to Karban Pesach. If a person has a baby within 8 days before Pesach, now last week before Pesach, so obviously the baby is not going to have a bris milah, and the shaila is he allowed to eat Karban Pesach? Sounds funny, maybe there would be a halacha that if a person had a child, had a boy, baby boy, within the week before Pesach, so then he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach because he has a child without a bris milah. Now granted, it's shalei bizmana, it's arelu shalei bizmana, but maybe that's ma'akev, maybe not. So the guard's bringing a raya now from a braisa that's actually discussing Karban Pesach. And just as a hakdama, before we learn the braisa inside, so the braisa is coming off really of two different psukim. There's a pasuk both in Parshas Bay. One's in Parak Tes, pasuk Yod. In Parak Yod Beis, pasuk Memchas. In Parshas Bay, Parak Yod Beis, pasuk Memchas. And then the other pasuk is in Parak Yod Beis, pasuk Memdalin. First, the pasuk by Memchas is discussing a person's son. Right, like we said before, that a person's son has to have a bris milah. If his son doesn't have a bris milah, so then that's ma'akev the father from eating truma, of eating the Karban Pesach. The lashon of the pasuk is that v'chiyager itcha ger v'asa pesach Hashem hima loy kol zachar v'az yikrav la'asa yisai. So when it talks about a person's son, that it's required that banav are ma'akev, that his son's milah is ma'akev, the lashon of the Torah is that he has to give his sons a bris milah, and then va'az yikrav la'asaisai. Then he could bring it as a carbon. So it talks about the hakrava. When it talks about his son's bris milah, it talks about the hakrava, that he gives his son a bris milah, va'az yikrav la'asaisai. Then he goes and he can bring it as a carbon. When it comes to an eved, so the lashon of the pasuk is, V'chol eved ish miknas kasef umalta oisai oz yoichal boy. So when it comes to an eved, the Torah says that a person should give his eved a bris milah, and that's ma'akev karman pesach. But then the pasuk says not v'oz yikrav oisai, rather it says oz yoichal boy. It says then you could eat it. So it talks about the achilas karman pesach. Now, the achilas karban pesach, the hakravas karban pesach was erev pesach. The achilas karban pesach was on the night of the actual pesach, on the night of tesvav. So So the Hakrava was on Yudalit, but the Achila was on the night of Tesvav. So by sons, it stresses the Hakrava, and by an Eved, it stresses the Achila. Says the Braisa, now Toshima, we learned in the Braisa, that Ein li ela milas v'charav b'shas asiyah. I only know when you learn Shnai Mikra that there's a problem with a person's son being an Aro B'Shas Asiyah when you make the Karban Pesach, when you do the Shechita. That's when it's important that he can't be that he's an Aro. If he's an Aro, you can't do the Hakrava. V'Avada B'Shas Achila. And I only know from the Pesukim when you learn Shnai Mikra that there's a problem for the Avadim to be Areilim B'Shas Achila. If they're an Aro B'Shas Hakrava, it doesn't make a difference. The only thing that matters is whether or not they're an Aro B'Shas Achila's Karban Pesach. How do I know to crisscross the lines and say that if a person's Evet is an Arol, so then there's a problem even to do the Shechita, and that if there's a person whose son is an Arol, so then even if he wasn't an Arol B'Shas Da'akrava, even if he's only an Arol B'Shas Da'achila, so that also is Ma'akev, that a son is also Ma'akev the Achila's Karban Pesach, how do I know to do that, to crisscross the lines? Says the Gemara, Because Tamalaymer az Xerushava. It says az Yikravla. So you say az Yaichalboy, both by the two parishes it says the word az, so we make a Xerushava to apply the halachas of one to the other. So by a son there's a problem both if he's an Aro Bashasta Akrava or even if he's just an Aro Bashasta Achila, and same thing by an Evet. So says the Gemara, just in terms of the practicality of how you have such a case, so Bishlam Avadov Mishkacha Sladisneu Bishah. I understand when it comes to an Eved. I understand how you can have such a case, a Mitzias. How you could have a case of an Eved, that he's an Aro, at the time of Achilas Karban Pesach, and yet when it comes to the Hakravas Karban Pesach, he wasn't an Aro, or at least it wasn't Ma'akiv, the person's Karban Pesach, the master's Karban Pesach. How do you have such a thing? What do you mean? If he's an Aro, B'Shasach, so then he must have been an Aro also b'shas da hakrava. How do you have one without the next? Says the Gemara, it could go into zavninu beini beini. The case could be that the person only bought him as an eved in between the hakrava and the shas achila. So b'shas achila he was an Aro, and it stared a person's ability to eat the karban pesach, even though b'shas da hakrava never bothered him because he wasn't his eved. So I understand how you could have such a case when it comes to eved. El zicharav, when it comes to a person's own son, so this neu how do you have such a case that a person's son is an Arol at the time of the Achilas Karban Pesach, and yet he wasn't an Arol at the time of the Akrava? If he wasn't an Arol at the time of the Akrava, meaning it's not yet his 8 days, so then he's not an Arol yet at the time of the Achila either. And if he was an Arol at the time of the Achila, meaning because it's already his 8th day, so then he would also be an Arol B'Shas the Hakrava. It's all on the same. There's no next morning, right? The Achila is that night. So if so, how do you have such a case that you have a person's son who's an Arol B'Shas the Achila's Karban Pesach, yet he was perfectly fine B'Shas the Asiyah? The only case you'll have, if he was only born after you brought the Karban Pesach, and he's born after you brought it, and then it's the Shas Achila. So you want to know, could you eat? And the answer is that no, that even the Shas Achila without the Shas Akrava is going to be problematic. So what do you see from there? Shma mina that arelus shle bismano have yarelus. You see that if he's born during that day, at any time where even if it wasn't his 8th day, so at the shasa of the achila, that's gonna be ma'akev. He's not yet 8 days old. Doesn't matter. You see that even arelus shle bismano is considered halachically arelus, and it's gonna be ma'akev him from eating the karban pesach. However, Amar Rava says, do you really think that that's pshat in the drasha of a tisvara? Do you really think that that's the pshat? Look at the lashon of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is he mailai kol zachar. The lashon of the pasuk when it comes to a person's son is that you should give a mila to all of your zacharim, amar achmana, va'az yikrav asayisay, and then you should go ahead and bring the karban pesach. So the Torah is clearly giving very clear instructions. The Torah is telling a person, first give your son a bris mila, and then you could go ahead and you could deal with the karban pesach. V'hai lav bar mihalahu. So this boy, this child who was born confirmed just yesterday, just today, where he's not yet 8 days old, so the Torah can't be talking to me. The Torah can't be talking to the father, telling him, first give your son a mila, and then be Isaac in the Karban Pesach. Because, Ahaylav Bar Mehalahu, he's not a Bar Mila yet. He's not yet 8 days old. So how could you tell me that that's what the Pasuk's referring to, when the Pasuk cannot be referring to such a person, because the Torah can't be instructing such a person to do Mila. So Ella says, Rava, that Hacha b'mayaskin, and you want to know what the Pshat in the Pasuk is, how do you have a son that is an Arul, b'shas ta'achila, even though he was not a problematic child, b'shas ta'akrava, it's kegoin shechaltza soichama. It's because we're talking about a case where he had a fever, and then the fever went away. So in the morning, when they were doing the Hakravas Karban Pesach, it was in the morning, and he was sick, and he wasn't able, he wasn't healthy enough to get a bris milah, so he wasn't considered an aral. But then when it came time to eating for the Karban Pesach, so then he got better, and therefore now, at that point, that's when he's considered an aral. However, says the Gemara, if he had a fever, so then he can't get a bris milah even at night. He's not a bar milah at all that entire day, that entire night, he needs 7 days, v'nesav le'kol shiva. Halacha is that if a person is sick, we'll see in the Gemara soon, only Chayli Kol Agof, if he's very sick, and so then even when he recovers, the halacha is that he does not get bris milah until it can be confirmed that he's out of danger, which means he has to wait 7 days. That's a halacha. He has to wait 7 days. Shailav it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, halacha mish Mesinai, maybe just the practical thing. We'll discuss it in the Raisa la halacha at the end of the week. But Lamaisa, that's the halacha, and he has to wait 7 days before he gets his bris milah. So it can't be that that's the case of the Braisa, because then he wouldn't be a bar milah even b'shasta achilas karban pesach. The Amar Shmuel chatzas lechama nice and like kol shiva. The halacha is that a fever is considered a chayli kol aguf. Exactly what type of fever we'll discuss also in the Raisa la halacha, how to what degree of fever. But someone, a child with the fever, is considered a chayli kol aguf, at least if it's very high, and if so, he should have to wait another 7 days. He cannot get the bris milah that day. So it says the Gemara, okay, fine. So the Avina Leikol Shiva, fine. So we'll give him 7 days. And the 7 days ended on Erev Pesach, but after the Shas Akrava. The 7 days ended right before the Shas Achilas Karban Pesach. And that's why he was not an Aro. He was not a problematic child. B'shas the Akrava, but he was an Aro and he was problematic. B'shas the Achila. However, says the Gemara, if you're giving him all 7 days, when the Malinim Mitzafra, so then already he's considered an Aro by the morning. So then he was an Aro, even B'shas the Akrava. How could you say he wasn't an Aro B'shas the Akrava and he was only an Aro B'shas the Achila? If he had a fever and he got better, so then you have to give him a full 7 days, and if so, either the 7 days ended on Erev Pesach, in which case, already by the morning, by the Akrava, he was a Bar Mila, or it didn't end that day, and then even at night, by the Achila, he's not an Aro. So it can't be that that's the case. Says the Gemara, no it is. Says the Gemara, Be'inan Me'es le'es. It's because you need Ace le'es. This is really a Shaila in the Gemara and Shabbos, but the Gemara over here seems to be coming out, that yes, that you need Ace le'es. And when a person has a high fever, when a baby has a high fever, then he gets better, so he's not allowed to get the bris milah until he waits 7 days, but not just the regular 7 days, it has to be Me'es le'es. So now if you have it, that this child, he got sick, let's say Erev Pesach was on a Wednesday, and he got sick, he got a high fever on the previous Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So B'shas the Hakrava this next Wednesday, he's not an Aro, he's not yet Chayv Amila, he only becomes Chayv Amila on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he was an Aro B'shas the Achilas Karban Pesach, but he was not an Aro B'shas the Hakravas Karban Pesach. Well, ask the Gemara, really? Now you give him dafka me'es le'es? You don't just do it in the morning? Vatani, but we learned in the Vatani Luda, but Luda taught that yom havrasa ki yom hivaldai, that the day that he gets better is like the day that the child is born. So it sounds like it has the same halachas. So just like when he's born, you wait 7 days, and then the 8th day you give the bris milah flat, even in the morning, you don't wait me'es le'es. So to over here, you should just give the bris milah after waiting 7 days on the 8th day, in the morning even, without having to wait me'es le'es. So that's what the Gemara speaks out. That my love, my yom yivaldo loy be in a meis leis. Av yom avrasod loy be in a meis leis. The chayra, when Luda said that the day he gets better is like the day he's born, it sounds like it's talking about eis leis. And that just like when he's born, he doesn't need eis leis. So to now, when he gets better, he does not need eis leis. So does the Gemara loy know that sama Luda meant really the ilam adiv yom avrasod yom yivaldo? Really, the day that he gets better is even more, is even better, so to speak, than the day that he's born. Both of them need to wait 7 days, and then you only give the bris milah on the 8th day, but it's only with regards to getting better, getting healed, that's when he has to wait those days and it has to be me'ez le'ez. Al-Kapanim, that was all Rava's teretz to answer. How would you ever have it that the son is considered an arol b'shas ta'achilas karav Pesach, even though he was not considered halachically an arol b'shas ta'akrava? He's talking about a child who was sick 7 days ago, and he's only getting better right now. We're waiting me'ez le'ez, and it was already after the shas Shchitas HaPesach, but it's only that he's an Arul B'shas Achilas Karban Pesach, and that even such a child will be Ma'akiv the father from being able to eat the Karban Pesach. Rav Papa Amar, going to Kaiv Le'eni Le'anuka Ve'itpach Beini Beini. We're discussing a case that the child, he wasn't mamish sick, Choyli Kol Aguf, he had a high fever, he had an eye ache, he had some sort of eye sickness that prevented him from being able to get his Bris Milah, and therefore, you, for such a sickness, for a chayli that's not a chayli kol agav, it's true you don't do the milah while he's sick, but you also don't have to wait 7 days after he gets better. Rather, right when he gets better, you give him the bris milah. So the brisa could be discussing a case of a child who got better, he had some sort of a sickness, and he got better right in between the shas shchitas haPesach and the shas achilas haPesach. So he was not an arol b'shas the shchita, but he was an arol b'shas the achila. Rava Amar, Rava says the third teretz, kugoyin shayu aviv v'imay chavushim b'beis asurin. The parents were locked up in jail, so they weren't capable of giving the child the bris milah b'shas the shchita. They were able to have a shliach do it for them, but they themselves were not able to do anything, and therefore they couldn't do the milah, so the child's not considered an arol. But then they got freed from jail right before the achilas karban Pesach. So that's how you can have it, that the child is an arol by the achila, even though he was not problematic when it came to the shas of the shchita. Rav Kahana Amar, a fourth teretz. Rav Kahana Breder of Nechemya Amar, kigoyin tumtum shenikra v'nimsa zachar beini beini. Similar type of idea. You have a tumtum who has, you don't know if he's a zachar in the keva because he's covered up, and then the skin goes away, it gets torn, and it's discovered that he's a male. So b'shasta krava of the Karban Pesach, he was not considered a male because he was a tumtum. There was no way to know what he was. And it's only afterwards b'shasta achila, that's when he's considered a vadei zachar and an arol and all that. And that's how you can have such a hechatensa. Rav Shravya Amar, a fifth teretz, kigoyin shahaitzi reisha chutzla prosder. That the Braisa could be discussing a child who, when it was almost time, he had a little bit of a fake out. They thought he was going to be about to be born. He was yatsa la'avra ilam. His head, perhaps right of his guf, it came out into the world. It left the prosder, left his mother, and so therefore halachically already at that point he's considered like a child that's born. At that point he's considered born, but then he went back in. So he wasn't able to get a bris milah. Now the eighth day was erev Pesach, but he still didn't come back out again. So he was technically not an arol b'shas the shchitas haPesach, even though he was 8 days old, because it was impossible to give him a bris milah. Yet when he was then born after the shchita, and therefore he was considered an arol b'shas the achila, even though he was not an arol b'shas the shchita. Well, ask the Gemara, is such a case even possible? Michaye, could a person go and be born and then go back into the mother? Or such a thing happened that the child could live from such a thing? But Tani, we learned in the Braisa that came in Shiatzal Avra Olam, as soon as the child is born, so crazy things happen. Niftach, I saw some things that were closed now become open. Vinistam, Apasa, Apasuach, things that were open now become closed. Mamash, an incredible, really crazy concept that these things just happen seemingly automatically, obviously all from Hashem, but that's what happens when the child is born. So there's certain organs that are closed and that are now open, and open that are now closed. So now Shomali came, because if that wouldn't happen, a person wouldn't be able to live for even an hour, even for a moment. So now, being that those things happen as soon as a person is born, if he then goes back into his mother, so then L'chayri is not going to live. So how could you have such a thing that the person lives for, especially for such a long period of time? Says the Gemara that over here we're talking about a case where there was a fever that was feeding him. Someone had a fever, we'll see soon if it's talking about the child had a fever, the mother had a fever, but there was a fever, and the fever was helping keeping the child safe. Says the Gemara, Yishasa Deman, who had this fever that we're talking about in the Pasuk now? Again, we're all saying that this is shot in the Braisa to explain the Pesukim. So who had the fever? Ilema Yishasa Diday, that the child had the fever. Yachi, if so, so then Kol Shiva Bai, it's not enough that when he's born he just gets his bris milah. He wouldn't be considered an Arul B'Shas Achila because he needs to wait 7 days. Aldazante Yishasa Diime. Rather, the Bryce is discussing a case where the child became sick, was getting fed, was getting nourished from the fever of the mother. Or it could be the hanimila hechadulei ma'avi. This whole idea that the child can't live when he goes back into his mother, that's only true if he doesn't cry. But if he cries, so then he's able to live. And that could be the case. So that's how you can have it, that a child was aro only b'shas achila, because he was born, then went back in and came back out, and it was only possible to give him a bris mila when it came to the shas achila. Says the Gemara right there now, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Bana, that Arul Mekabel Hazav. That halacha is that an Arul is Tamei Meis. So you might think that, oh, he's an Arul, he can't become Tar. No, the halacha is that if you have an Arul that's Tamei Meis, normally the regular part of the Tara process for someone who's Tamei Meis, someone who became Tamei from being in close contact with a Meis, is that you sprinkle him on the third day and the seventh day of his Tara process, then he goes to the Mikvah and he's Tar. So now, you might think that an Arul, being that he's an Arul, he's like so Tamei, that if he's Tamei Meis, that you can't do Hazah on him. Says the Gemara, not like that. Says Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Bana, that no, Arul Mekabel Hazah, that you could give an Arul Hazah, and it works. If he's Tamei Meis, you can undo his Tumas Meis by just doing Hazah, doing the sprinkling from the Paraduma ashes onto him. And what's the raya? The raya is because look in Nach, and you'll see that our forefathers, when they first came into Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua, so they did not have a bris mila; they were arelim, and yet still they were mekabel hazah. The metzias was the facts are is that Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan. They came into Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, and all of them were tamei meis. The reason why they were all Tamei Meis is because all of them, their fathers and everyone was dying in the Midbar. So they were constantly at Levayas. And therefore they were all Tamei Meis when they entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, which is only a few days before Karban Pesach, before the Yom Tov of Pesach. And therefore, the only way they could have possibly have gone through Hazah, Shlishi, Vishvi, and Bintar in time to deal with the Karban Pesach would be if they did Hazah while they were in Arul, before they actually did the Bris Mila. Because if it was afterwards, so then they wouldn't be Tar by the time of the Karban Pesach, because they only entered Eretz Yisrael on Yonis. Another fact is that before they entered Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have a Mila. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael did not do the Mitzvah Mila. We'll see in the Gemara later why. But in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael did not do the mitzvah of Mila. So they came into Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, and they did not have a Mila. They only got the Mila afterwards. So if they only did the Hazah afterwards also, if they only started their Tahara process of their Tumas Meis, so then they wouldn't be Tar in time for Karban Pesach. So Elamaya must be that they started the Tahara earlier. And you see that the Hazah works even for someone that is an Arul. So you see Hazah works on an Arul. Shekein b'Babeseinu, we found that they did the Hazah even when they were Arela. And the Gemara now brings the Pasuk, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that V'ha'am alu min yardin ba'asar l'chodesh harishayin. The Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they came out of the Yardin on the 10th day of Nisan. Now, ba'asar alu mihili, on that day, they did not yet have bris mila, mishum chosu d'archa. We know because in the Midbar, they were too weak and they didn't get bris mila. So at that point, they for sure didn't have a bris mila. If so, hazah imas avilu, they need shlishi v'shvi, all before Pesach. So when did they do the hazah? It must be lav kishen arelim. It must be that they did it even while they were arelim. They did shlishi v'shvi. They did hazah even when they were arelim. Says the Gemara, who said v'demoloi avid Pesach klal? Who said that they brought a carbon Pesach? Maybe they talk and didn't bring a carbon Pesach, and that's why. And maybe this is even why, because you can't do hazah on someone that's an arul. So maybe they just didn't bring carbon Pesach. Says the Gemara, loy, no, that's an impossibility. Lo sakadaitach tachsev, because the pasuk says v'yasu as a Pesach. You see that they did do a carbon Pesach. Okay, well, ask the Gemara, ask for Marzutra, Vedoma Pesach Abba Betuma Haya. Maybe in Echonami they brought the Karban Pesach, but they brought it Betuma, because Tuma Hutra Betzibur, and maybe that's why they brought the Karban Pesach, even though they were Arelim, but really, in our role is not Mekabel Hazah. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi, Tanya Behedya, we learned in the Braisa that says straight out, that Malu Vetavlu Va'asu Pischein Betahara. The Braisa says Lehedya, that when they brought the Karban Pesach that year, they did it Betahara. So it must be that it was done, that they did bring a Karban Pesach, and it wasn't we didn't Tuma Hutra Betzibur, that they actually went through the Tahara process. And if so, it comes out, you see from here, Araya, that the Hazah, part of the Tahara process of Tumas Meis, can be done even to a person who's an Arul.